USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The House has scheduled the first hearing for the impeachment inquiry into President Biden for September 28th. The House Oversight Committee will concentrate on constitutional and legal questions pertaining to the president's alleged involvement in corruption and abuse of public office. This development follows House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's initiation of the inquiry last week. Republicans continue to criticize the president's economic plan, known as Bidenomics, as the possibility of a government shutdown looms. Congressman Pat Fallon of Texas led a congressional hearing today and called Bidenomics a total failure.
Biden administration apparently doesn't care if a gallon of milk costs $6, so long as it forces everyone to purchase an electric vehicle that costs more than the yearly median household income.
Democrats countered, accusing the GOP of steering the nation toward a disruptive government shutdown that would impact food and cash assistance programs. President Biden says that Russia holds the key to ending the war in Ukraine even as soon as today.
Russia alone bears responsibility for this war. Russia alone has the power to end this war immediately.
Speaking at the UN General Assembly today, Biden emphasized the unwavering support of the United States and its global allies for Ukraine. Contract negotiations between the Writers Guild of America and Hollywood Studios will resume Wednesday, marking their first official meeting since August 22nd. Writers are pushing for safeguards against artificial intelligence, mandatory staffing levels in writers' rooms, and improved transparency regarding show and streaming performance. Amazon is intensifying its holiday hiring efforts this year by bringing on board 250,000 seasonal workers and offering a wage increase to its hourly warehouse and delivery staff. This move by Amazon comes in the wake of a recent announcement of a second Prime Day, which is set for mid-October. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. I've done it. You've done it. And people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Eagle Pass, Texas, a border town, has enacted an emergency declaration due to a surge in illegal immigration. This past weekend alone, the southwest border saw more than 35,000 arrests, averaging nearly 9,000 apprehensions a day. California and Florida have become the first states to require later public school start times, as research shows significant advantages for high school students who can get more sleep by beginning their day at 8:30 a.m. or later. Despite the benefits for starting school later in the day, these changes come with difficult effects, such as upended bus schedules, later starts for extracurricular activities, and new schedules for teachers and staff. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says it's total madness that a child was killed from fentanyl at a daycare center in the Bronx last week. Speaking Monday, Adams noted fentanyl is not marijuana just sitting on your tabletop, but it's a very dangerous drug that even a small amount can kill an adult.
There needs to be a full national assault on this drug entering our city.
He added that you can't be a parent and not be angry that one child was killed and three others were rushed to the hospital from drug exposure. To suspects have been charged with murder, another person is being sought. A new study is revealing that working from home has positive environmental benefits. Researchers suggest it can potentially cut an individual's carbon footprint in half by decreasing power usage and eliminating daily commutes. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried new Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.